Robin Schulz und Alida in Your Eyes hier auf Radigong, das Ganze live aus Würzburg an diesem Dienstagabend. Millie Turner war heute bei mir im Studio und January haben wir ja vorhin gehört, die Studioversion, die Live-Version gibt's ja auch noch und ich wollte natürlich wissen, jetzt ist sie auch unterwegs mit ihrer Single, mit allem drum und dran, jetzt haben wir schon Februar, was wird denn dieses Jahr noch passieren? By Millie Turner.
So I am touring with Tove Lo in March, which I'm so excited for. It should be an incredible experience. She's amazing. I'm a massive fan. She's awesome. And I'm excited to meet her. But also during that period of time, I'm going to be releasing a big single, which I have... I'm really looking forward to sharing that.
Es kommt eine neue Single raus, Freunde. Und sie wird mit Tove Lo auf Tour gehen. Ist ein großer Fan und... ist auch sehr, sehr aufgeregt, sie zu treffen. So you're a little starstruck about supporting her?
Oh, of course. Of course. I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm so excited. She seems like the loveliest and coolest person. I really can't wait to meet her and just hang out and just see what it's like.
And how did that happen? I mean, did she call you and say, my people are going to call
God,
your people?
Oh my God, I wish. But she did message me on Instagram and was just like, hey, I can't wait to hear you sing. And I'm like, oh my God. What did you just say? I can't wait to hear you sing. Like, what? It's insane. Yeah, she seems cool.
Also hat sie ja angeschrieben auf Instagram und hat gesagt, ich kann nicht warten, bis du singst. Und sie sagt, um Gottes Willen, ich kann nicht warten, bis du singst. Also Wahnsinn überhaupt. So, you're very young. I mean, you
19.
Just turned 19, more or less. So,
yeah.
A lot going on. I mean, you started this when you were very, very young age.
Yeah, it's crazy. I started when I was 16. And then somehow this has kind of grown so naturally and I'm able to do it full time, which is just, it's an honor. It's crazy. It's
awesome. Also seit sie 16 ist, ist sie jetzt wirklich professionell musikalisch unterwegs und das funktioniert auch, aber hat vermutlich viel früher angefangen Musik zu machen. So, but you probably started learning instruments, singing a lot earlier than 16.
Yeah, so I started playing piano when I was like 5.
Ooh, 5?
Yeah, why? I was what very young.
What do you play when you're 5? Stuff that you have to play?
No, I had a piano teacher and she was living with our family at the time. So she wasn't like a professional piano teacher. We weren't doing grades or anything. It was more just like, what is the piano? Teach me scales. And it was scales and fun, random stuff that she'd want me to play. And then it was very, it wasn't like by the book. It was much more like, let's just make something interesting. It was a very creative approach to music, which I think is really important when playing an instrument, being creative with it and kind of sussing it out from an angle where you can make something new and stuff. So I did a lot of like improvisation and composition when I was younger. It was kind of like my second language. I'd always like just to play the piano.
Probably helped you write songs now.
Yeah, it's really helpful actually, but I was thinking about this the other day and a lot of the songs that I love and like are actually played on the guitar, which is, I think, because the rhythm of the guitar is so, it's so lovely, it's so uplifting. So a lot of my favourite songs started through guitar, which is weird because I can't play guitar, which is really frustrating because I'm like, I want to be able to write a song on guitar, but I can't play.
Do you play piano live on stage too?
No, I haven't done that yet, but I will. Ooh. And when I do, I'll let you know because I'm very excited for that to happen. I guess that in itself is a very, it's super intimate and close, but I do want that to happen sometime soon.
Also Klavier spielt sie ja seit sie 5 ist und hatte eine Klavierlehrerin, die hat bei denen gewohnt in der Familie und es war nicht so strikt nach Buch, sondern sie hat ein bisschen improvisieren dürfen, hat einfach das Instrument kennengelernt, entdeckt, hat natürlich geholfen auch beim Songschreiben, hat aber selber noch nicht mit Klavier auf der Bühne gestanden. Das wird noch kommen und viele Songs, die sie mag, werden mit Gitarre gespielt. Sie kann aber selber keine Gitarre spielen. Das frustriert sie zwar ein bisschen, aber sie hat ja gute Gitarrenspieler dabei. That's why you always have good guitar players with you, so you, when you have your songs
exactly.
That you like, that works.
Yeah, exactly. It does work. The guitar is a gift.
Darum hat sie immer Gitarrenspieler, weil Gitarre einfach ein Geschenk ist, obwohl sie selber nicht spielt. Millie Turner gleich mehr, unter anderem eben die Live-Version von January hören wir noch. Das alles kurz nach 21 Uhr. Jetzt erstmal Dominik Feig auf Radigong mit Three Nights.